This goes to Dr. Freestone, Freestone, fax 989-875-5168. Regarding Barry, middle initial L, Bixler, B, like boy, I-X-L-E-R, date of birth January 19th, 1947. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a consultation for Mr. Bixler, who was sent for evaluation of acute worsening of renal failure in May of this year. When the level was rechecked in June, it appeared to have returned to baseline. Creatinine of 1.66 on June 15th with GFR of 42, but May 19th of 2023, creatinine had increased to 2.51 for no known reason with a GFR of 25. And at that time, his lisinopril, he was taking lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide 12.5, that was stopped. And then renal function was checked again within a month, and that had improved. He also had, had elevated potassium of 5.6 on May 19th. He had no other symptoms with any of the elevations of renal function, and he has had elevated creatinine levels since 2019 upon review of the patient's lab results. He is feeling well. He's a very strong 76-year-old male who exercises at least 5 days a week in a local gym. He walks on the treadmill for up to an hour, walks 3 miles, and also works out with weights. When his lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide was stopped, he was started on amlodipine 2.5 milligram daily, and blood pressure has increased since that time. He has been checking it at home, and it usually runs 160 over 90 when he checks it at home. And we are getting significantly higher readings in the office, though, when we check. He has no headaches or dizziness, no difficulty with exercise, no chest pain, palpitations, or shortness of breath, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. He feels like he empties his bladder fully, and he gets up one time per night to urinate. No dribbling or incontinence. No edema and no neuropathic pain, no excessive joint pain. Past medical history is significant for hypertension for many years, and he actually had trouble when he was enlisting for the military service when he was a younger man. So he's had high blood pressure for many, many years. Hyperlipidemia, he had the hyperkalemia in May prior to stopping lisinopril. Gastroesophageal reflux disease. Past surgical history, he's never had surgeries, no colonoscopies, nothing to that degree. Social history, he is a non-smoker, he has never smoked, he does not use alcohol or illicit drugs, no electronic cigarettes. He is married, he's a retired factory worker, he lives with his wife. Family history, no history of renal failure or kidney disease to his knowledge. Drug allergies, he's allergic to Robitussin cough syrup. Medications, he's on amlodipine 2.5 milligram daily and omeprazole 20 milligram daily. Also, he's using some essential Young Living essential oils regularly that are supposed to improve renal function, and protein shakes he consumes 3 times a week. He does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, height 71 inches, weight 198 pounds, pulse 77, oxygen saturation is 97% on room air, blood pressure on the right sitting is 200 over 100, and standing is 200 over 100. Neck is supple, there's no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, no edema, no ulcerations or lesions, brisk capillary refill, 2+ pedal pulses. And labs, in addition to the creatinine levels previously listed, 6/15/2023, electrolytes are normal. The calcium is 9.56, albumin 4.4, phosphorus is 13, I'm sorry, phosphorus is 3.9, and intact parathyroid hormone is 14.7. I don't have any urinalysis or CBC results to review yet. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to long-standing hypertension, possibly to renal artery stenosis. So we are scheduling a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan, also renal artery duplex Doppler studies to rule out renal artery stenosis. We're going to increase his Norvasc today to 5 milligrams once a day. They're going to call us Thursday with his blood pressure readings from home. That may need to go up to 10 milligrams a day, and possibly we may need to add a hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligrams once daily with the Norvasc. We suspect he'll need that much medication to control his blood pressure. Currently, we're going to keep him off lisinopril until this workup can be completed. When we check the urine, we'll also look for protein and inflammatory markers such as blood in the urine. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 weeks. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.